This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our work through the Psalter, getting close to the end, reflecting on Psalms 146 through 149. Whose hope is the Lord? A song of praise is fitting. He declares his word to Jacob. He commanded it, and they were created, and two-edged swords in their hands. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful
God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy.
God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you give your children many blessings, even though we are undeserving. In every trial and temptation, grant us steadfast confidence in your loving kindness and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 56. Thus says the Lord, keep justice and do righteousness, for soon my salvation will come and my deliverance be revealed. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants, everyone who keeps the Sabbath and does not profane it and holds fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. The Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, declares, I will gather yet others to him besides those already gathered. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 15th chapter. Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon. But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, send her away, for she is crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered, it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. She said, yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. And her daughter was healed instantly. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace are ours this day from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
If we were to imagine, just for a moment, a hall of fame of the Christian faith, of all of the patriarchs and saints, all of those great ones in the faith that we read about, that we think about, the saints that have been lifted up as examples to us. We might wander through and see the display dedicated to Abraham, to his willingness to sacrifice his son, to his faithfulness in trusting in God's promises. We might walk through another room and see something dedicated to Moses, to him taking on the most powerful nation in the world at the time, to his leadership of the people of Israel, to the ways that he trusted God even in the midst of the wilderness. We might see a display for Elijah, complete with a chariot of fire, carrying him off to heaven. Maybe even Peter. He had his moments, but at the same time, we see his faithful confession for years after the resurrection. And we might go through room after room, and we could name so many names. But I think we might be surprised to find, off in the corner, maybe not as noticeable on the maps and the tour guides, a rather large display dedicated to a Canaanite woman. Jesus and the disciples have gone north to the region of Tyre and Sidon into Gentile territory. And there comes a Canaanite woman calling and crying out to Jesus. And let's stop right there. Because she's not just a woman. She's a Canaanite. She's not a Jew. She's not a Samaritan. She's not even a Gentile. Matthew has to reach back in time and grab the language of the Canaanite, the people that God's people were told to exterminate when conquering the Promised Land. And yet here she is, on some level as a testimony to their disobedience. She is unclean. She's not one of them. And not only is this a Canaanite woman, but we find out soon she is a mother, and she is a desperate mother, that her daughter has been oppressed by a demon, and we don't know for how long this has been going on, but we know she's out of options. And so she calls out to Jesus, cries out, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David," in a time when the religious leaders of the day are trying to kill Jesus for threatening their political power. This Canaanite woman recognizes Jesus in a way that they don't and calls out to him, "Son of David," recognizes a messianic title. And this plea from a frantic mother who's desperate to save her daughter is met with silence. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been in that place where you're crying out to God and you don't hear anything? C.S. Lewis wrote about it after his wife's death, that sometimes when your need is most desperate, prayer feels like finding a door slammed in your face and followed only by silence. And this woman knows that silence. In those moments, we wonder if God is listening at all. When we cry out in our desperation and we hear nothing, we can be tempted to doubt, to give up, to walk away. But not the Canaanite woman. She keeps on crying out. And the disciples are bothered by it. They're embarrassed. It's awkward, it's humiliating, and so they approach Jesus and say, "Send her away, stop this." And Jesus answers that and seems to affirm what they're saying and doesn't even answer her directly. He just tells them that he's only sent to the lost sheep of Israel. And so she's come and she's asked and she's made her request and she's been told, "You don't belong here. You're not the one to whom I'm sent." And she is completely undeterred. She has nowhere else to go, and she knows it. And so she goes and she kneels at the foot of Jesus and begs, "Lord, help me." And Jesus, loving, caring, dying and rising for the sake of the world, Jesus, looks at her with tenderness at the desperate mother kneeling in the dirt, and says, "It's not right to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs." Seems harsh. It is harsh, even on the kindest reading. Even if we look at the Greek and see kunarion has a little bit of a diminutive suffix there, it's the little dogs, it's the household dogs under the table, not the wild dogs out in the wilderness. Well, let's not soften that too much. She's still not a child. She's still under the table at best. And she looks at Jesus and responds, "Yes, Lord." She doesn't protest at the idea. She doesn't argue her case. She doesn't attempt to say why she deserves or there ought to be an exception. She just says yes, agrees, and recognizes that she is the dog. She is the outsider, the subject of ridicule and scorn, that is what the relationship is. But she carries it a step further and says, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs get the crumbs that fall from their master's table." And then Jesus, who just a little while ago, just a chapter or so before, had looked at a sinking Peter and said, "Ye of little faith, why do you doubt?" Who later would stand before Thomas and show him his wounds and command him, "Stop doubting and believe." Looks at this Gentile dog, this Canaanite woman, this desperate mother who doesn't even get her name in the scripture. And he looks at her and says, "Great is your faith." And her daughter is healed from that very hour. That word was spoken to a Canaanite mother who would not let go. And it is the same word that holds true for us today. When the paradigm forms start to blur, when the silence maybe is a little heavier than all of the different verb declensions you've learned, when you begin to wonder whether you even belong at the table at all. For many of you, it's been a long summer. You spent the entire time, weeks, learning Greek. You're almost done. And you're tired in a way that goes beyond vocabulary lists and paradigm charts. And tomorrow is the final. And I wish I could tell you that this is the last test, this is the hardest of them, but there will be more and they will be harder. That there will be hospital rooms where you sit and you have no answer. That there will be funerals where death seems so big and you seem so incredibly small. That there will be times when you have parishioners whose children you cannot fix and cannot help. That you will pray the same prayer for years without getting the answer that you want. There will be days ahead when the silence of God seems louder than any answer. When you read the lives of the saints and feel like you do not measure up. When you are tempted to believe you still do not belong in this house. When the silence comes, keep crying out. When you feel like the outsider, keep kneeling at the feet of Christ. When those days come, look back on this text and remember what the Canaanite woman knew that the disciples hadn't figured out yet. That a crumb from the table of God is enough. The same Jesus who healed the demon-possessed daughter with a word has died and risen and lives and redeems and brings life and healing to us today. For every father or mother, son or daughter who still needs to know they have a place at the table and have a home. Whether we feel like saints or we feel like the dogs beneath the table, he is enough for us. He's enough for Greek finals. He's enough for the struggles of ministry and life. He's enough for all that we need. You have a place at the table. You belong at the table. The table is his. The bread is his. He is enough. Amen. Please rise.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, your love is gracious and overflowing. Teach your people to look to you in every need, to be thankful for everything that you give them, and to know that no danger, trouble, or hardship can ever separate them from your love in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of all creation, you know the hearts of all, and you govern even the ungodly and wicked of this world. Protect the innocent and weak, curb enmity and hatred, and let peace flourish among the nations, so that all peoples may live quiet and productive lives. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Bless, O Lord, the homes of our land, strengthen families, build up neighborhoods, and fortify the institution of marriage against those who would tear it down. Look with favor upon all husbands and wives, and cause a spirit of fraternity to flourish among all peoples. Lord, in your mercy. Send your angels, O Lord, to guard and protect our young people, shielding them from every temptation and the forces of darkness that are all around. Keep in your tender care all who enter college, that in their pursuit of knowledge they would ever remain true to you and be protected from all evil. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, you are the giver of sunshine and rain. Protect us from violent weather and give abundant crops and good harvest that we may be fed and nourished by your bounty. Bless especially our farmers as they endure economic hardships, that they may not lose hope. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O God, strengthen and heal those who are ill. Comfort those who mourn with the promise of the resurrection through Jesus Christ. Give those who seek your help in times of hardship and confusion every assistance and guidance for their lives. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it, in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming in the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you.
Take a drink.
Take the body of Christ given for you.
Take a drink.
Take me, the body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
Take a drink.
Take me, the body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ given for you. The Lord bless you.
Take a drink.
Thank you.
Now may the body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith, body and soul, to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come and the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give to you his peace.
Amen.